The temporary homeless shelter at Los Gilicos opened on Sunday. The sanctioned encampment has room for 60 of the 250 people currently camping along the Joe Redotta Trail. Those remaining have been given notice to leave the trail by Friday. KRCB's Adia White tells us how that effort is going.
As of Monday morning, only 9 people camped along the Joe Redotta Trail had moved to the temporary shelter at the Los Gilicos Juvenile Justice Center. That's according to Jack Tibbetts, the executive director of St. Vincent de Paul. Tibbetts also sits on the Santa Rosa City Council. His organization has a contract with the county to manage services at the new encampment. Tibbetts gave a tour of the site while it was still under construction on Thursday.
We're excited about it. We feel like we're breaking ground with this model, but as the people introducing this model, we feel a huge sense of responsibility for its success because we think that these indoor-outdoor shelter models have a real important role to play in the homeless system of care throughout California.
Many Oakmont residents expressed concern about having the shelter in their neighborhood, but Tibbetts said there has also been visible support from the community.
We've had a litany of volunteers throughout the community coming forward with different classes that they want to offer, so we're going to facilitate the ability for them to do that here, to just work with residents and kind of underpin that value of compassion and kindness and building relationships.
Supervisor Linda Hopkins toured the site Thursday. She said that volunteers helped bring some of the intended residents to the site last week to allow them to see the shelter before committing to move there.
I do know that there are a number of residents on the Joe Redotta Trail who are actually excited for this move and have actually come and visited and gotten to see the pallet shelters for the first time, and I think are really happy to have an actual roof over their head, a heater, and some electricity so they can plug in their phones and devices.
Hopkins said the county will also offer hotel vouchers.
We do have a suite of solutions that we are offering residents, and it's really a pairing of, you know, what is the person, what is their needs, and then what are the possible solutions. So we actually have over 100 different beds in various, whether it's permanent supportive housing, congregate housing, emergency shelter. We do plan to offer every single resident of the Joe Redotta Trail an alternative prior to clearing the encampment.
Many of those camped along the trail may feel that beds in dormitory-style shelters, like Sam Jones Hall in Southwest Santa Rosa, are inappropriate due to a lack of privacy. Sonoma County Director of Health Services, Barbie Robinson, now also overseeing the county's homeless plan, said her departments are keeping this in mind when considering solutions.
Some individuals do not feel that certain environments are appropriate to meet their needs, and so they choose not to go into the sheltering system. And so we're really trying to work with them to identify what the more appropriate placement is or address some of their health care needs to stabilize them in order for them to make better and more informed choices about appropriate placement.
Unfortunately, I've already heard of some folks who are already scouting out other locations to camp, which is really unfortunate.
That's Supervisor Linda Hopkins again.
I hope that everyone works with us to find a better place to be instead of, unfortunately, you know, I'm worried that they might wind up under the overpass, you know, in downtown Santa Rosa. No one wants to see that happen. And so we're going to work very hard to try to pair people with solutions.
According to the 2019 Sonoma County point-in-time homeless count, a quarter of homeless residents surveyed reported having post-traumatic stress disorder, and 34% reported a history of domestic violence. The county's challenge will be to find shelter options that all of those camped along the trail will accept. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.
Find more of our reporting on homelessness at norcalpublicmedia.org.